You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Wa marhaban bikum the night of Jumu'ah. Yes, 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 my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. My engineer, of course, as always and as usual, and that is none other than Brother Lakalu. How's everyone doing on this beautiful night, the night of Jumu'ah? I know on a Thursday night, everyone is at home, everyone is chilling, everyone is relaxing, everyone is busy making ibadat. Some of us are reading, some of us are making istighfar, and some of us are just tuning and listening to the discussion. Yes, yes, yes. Tonight, the 1st of August 2019, which is also, well, it's not yet Dhul Hijjah. We are in the last night, and tomorrow will be the last day of Dhul Qa'dah. So tonight, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, my beloved warm-hearted listeners of Markaz Sahaba. I think tonight is the 30th of Dhul Qa'dah. Yes, if I'm not, I do stand for correction, but tonight is the 30th of Dhul Qa'dah. And I think in Madinatul Munawwara and in Makkatul Mukarramah is the 1st of Dhul Hijjah, according to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhullah. He sent me a message on WhatsApp, and he says that take my name, that they have spotted and sighted the moon in Makkatul Mukarramah, which is in Saudi Arabia. Yes, the 1st of Dhul Hijjah, that's in Saudi Arabia. Tonight is the 30th of Dhul Qa'dah, being the last night of the month of Dhul Qa'dah. Tomorrow will be the last day of the month of Dhul Qa'dah, and tomorrow evening will be the 1st of Dhul Hijjah. I know many, many people were asking, Mulana, when should we start cutting, or when should we stop cutting our nails? When should we stop cutting our hair? Well, our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, inshallah, in another Sharashay 10 minutes time, inshallah, will be joining us live here in the studios. Yes, my beloved listeners out there. I don't know where you are, I don't know what you're up to, but I know you are tuning in and listening to the discussion.
من صروف الزمان ولا تشتكي من طعون البشر فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء
بحلمك فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء
بشعرك غرت تجد راحة كما غرد الطير فوق الشجر ولا تكتئب إن بدا عائق فعقب الغمام نزول المطار
بشعرك غرت تجد راحة كما غرد الطير فوق الشجر
كل حين تجد عونه ثابتا قد بها
بتقوى الإله سبيل النجاة
بتقوى الإله تحوز الضفا
14 minutes after 8 South African time. I know next week, this time, inshallah, we will be crossing over to all our hajis and to all the hujjaj. And you will be hearing and you will be seeing and you will be listening. People will be crying. The hujjaj will be, you know, reciting the talbiyah. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak, next week, this time inshallah, yes, all the hujjahs, the hajis, they will be busy getting ready for the days of hajis. And it, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I just wish I was there. I wish, don't you wish you were there, my beloved listeners? Don't you wish you were in Mecca at this moment, or you were in Madinatul Munawwara, my beloved, beautiful listeners? You are amongst of 1.5 billion, you know, Muslims, billion Muslims throughout the world. Allahu Akbar. You know, always make dua. Always tell my listeners early part of the show in the morning, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah, that always have that positivity. Always have yaqeen in yourself that, oh Allah, I know you're going to take me one day to Medina Sharif. Oh Allah, I know you're going to take me one day to Makkah Sharif. But before we begin the program, this beautiful Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah, on our program, the discussion. First is just to all the listeners, to all of you who's tuning in. Tonight is not the first of Dhul Hijjah. So I'm just reminding you again. Tonight is not the first of Dhul Hijjah. Tonight is the 30th of Dhul Qa'dah. Yes. And tomorrow night, inshallah, will be the first of Dhul Hijjah. Okay, my beloved, beautiful listeners. That's number one. Number two is, whoever is listening to the program, to the discussion, I want your name. Just send me your name. That's all. Nothing else. Whoever is tuning and listening to the discussion, I want your name. On 084-786-3132. I see listeners already sending their messages in. Come, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. I'm giving you a minute, inshallah. I want each and everyone who's listening to the discussion on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I think I need to test the waters, you know. One Thursday night or one Thursday evening, I'm going to tell the listeners, you know, the first three gets $500. I want to see what the listeners are going to do. I just want to see. I'm just giving an example. Brother Lokolo, we're going to try that out. You know, one of the Thursday evenings, I'm going to say, okay, the first three or two callers, they will get 500 in each. I want to see. You'll see how many listeners will run for that $500. You know, how many listeners will send a message in. I see I've got one, I've got two, I've got three, I've got four, I've got five, I've got six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, 15 listeners, 16, mashallah, 17, 18. Wow. Wow, subhanallah. Okay, that's Maryam. Okay, that's Sister Shahida. Okay, this is Sister Aisha. Okay, this is Brother Musa Nana from Brits. Okay, this is you. Okay, let me just read the message as we go along. This is Sister Yasmin Mayat from Polokwane. She was actually crying earlier on and she send me a message. I spoke to her. She says, Malana, please remember my beloved marhum husband who passed away. He was murdered. And that is Haji Yunus Mayat from Polokwane. Allah Ta'ala elevate his status in the Akhirah. Allah Ta'ala grant him, inshallah, the highest stage in Jannatul Firdaus. I've got here, let's see who is this. Okay, he just says, how are you, Malana? Juma Mubarak. Okay, no name. This one says Sister Safiya Abdul Qadir from Pretoria. Okay. Sister Farida from Maputo. Listening to you, Molana. Unfortunately, it says there will be two Eids. Yeah, there will be two Eids. Where? In Mozambique. I've got your Sister Khadija Ibrahim. Okay. Who else here? Let's see. Sister Naima from Mauritius. Molana, we love listening to your shows always. Jazakumullah wa khairan from Mauritius. Come on, listeners. Where are you this evening? Come on. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to test the waters. You know, not now after Bakrid. I'm going to say, okay, first three listeners or first three messages or first three callers, they will get $500. I want to see. Or maybe we'll say a ticket to the ship to Jannat. How's that? We will see. Let the time comes, inshallah, and then we will see from there. But I'm still waiting. You can, inshallah, SMS me on 084-786-3132. Where is our very good diehard listener every Thursday night, Brother Ahmed from Boysons. I don't see him this evening. Maybe he's gone for Hajj because I know everyone is fighting for that visa. Molana, we want to go for Hajj. Molana, we want the visa. I told the listeners this. And I'm reminding you again. that if your labaik is not written, you can do whatever you want to do. You can go and speak to the president. You can go and speak to the minister in the Saudi embassy. You can go there and speak the most beautiful, fluent Lughatul Arab. You know, Lughatul Arab. Yeah, you can go and speak to them. You can even take a gift. But let me tell you something. If your labaik is not written there, wallahi labim, you're not going to go. Wallahi latim, you're not going to go. But anyway, there are so many people out there. I met Dr. Saab this evening, Salatul Maghrib, you know, Dr. Qasim. And I asked him, I said, how? You're not gone as yet? He says, no, Mulana, no visas. And I told him, yeah, no visas. He says, but some people are getting it. How is it possible? I said, because it's written for them. Allah is calling them. Allah is calling them. But people are saying, but Mulana, some of them are paying so much. Some of them are paying. At the end of the day, whether you're paying for it or not, or you're not paying for it, or you got the means to pay for it. But if your labaik is not written for you, you're not going to go. It's correct. Yes or no? Do you agree or don't agree, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba? All right. I'm still seeing the messages are coming in. This one says, this is Brother Nadim. Okay, from where, Brother Nadim? This one says, Molana, I'm listening to you from Pumalanga. Okay, Brother Riaz. Okay, subhanallah. This one says, Molana, Marlboro. Who is this? Okay, no name. From Marlboro. Okay, this one says, Molana Arafat and the crew, it's a beautiful Jumu'ah evening in Durban. Alhamdulillah, I'm lying on my bed and listening to the show. Sister Zenat from Woodest, what was for supper? What's for supper, Sister Zenat? I know normally on a Thursday night, you know, it's nice to ask the listeners, what did you have for supper on a Thursday night? Do you have a heavy meal on a Thursday night, Brother Lokolo? Yes, no. You. He says, yeah, he has a good meal. Normally they say on a Thursday night and a Sunday night, they take it, yeah, they have light meals. I don't know. I do stand for correction. I see my engineer says, Molana, he has a full meal. He has a full meal. I don't know. Sister Zenat, you could maybe perhaps tell us what was on the menu. This one says, Molana, Apalatifa. From Chatsworth, Juma Mubarak, listening to the discussion. Wow. Wow. All the listeners are in. MashaAllah. This one says, Molana, I am Muhammad Sidat, listening from Lanesia. Okay. Which extension? Brother Muhammad Sidat, which extension? Okay. 084786-3132. I think I'm going to have a competition. First 5 minutes of my show. Every Thursday evenings. How is it, Brother Lokolo? Every Thursday night, we have just a five-minute competition, and I want to see. I want to see where is all the listeners. Because I see this evening, mashallah, I'm sitting with about plus minus 27, 29. I'm seeing on my laptop 29, mashallah, messages and 29 names on our program, The Discussion. Yes, yes. Anyway, let's begin this beautiful evening, right? Before we cross over to Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Malana Salim Karim Damat Barakat to whom, inshallah. Before we begin the program, I want each and every one of you, each and every one of the listeners, I want everyone, inshallah, three times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come, listeners, I'm waiting for you. When you're done, send your names and say next tweet three times sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quickly, before I cross over to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatum all the way from Ladysmith, I want to play something for you. But first, I want everyone, the 27 names and the 27 messages that message me right now, I want you to listen to this. But first, you're going to read three times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know what the hadith says. The hadith says, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said that the one who conveys durood onto me, how many times? 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Not only on a Thursday evening, no. Not only on a Friday Juma day, no. He says daily. If you recite 1,000 times daily, he or she will not leave the dunya. They will not pass away until he or she sees his place or her place in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Let me say that hadith again. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said that the one who conveys durood onto me 1,000 times daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 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 How many times? 1,000 times daily. He or she will not pass away until he or she sees his place or her place in Jannah. This is the hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim Rahim and Habib Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do we have our beloved Ustad, Hazrat Malana Salim Karim? Before we go to him, I know he's ready and he's ready to fire from all cylinders. Somebody just sent me a message now from Leicester and asking me, Malana, what's our topic this evening? Our topic this evening is the spirit of Qurbani as a family unit. But before we go onto the topic, we're going to go first for our durood, and then we're going to ask Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim to recite inshallah some beautiful couplets of some beautiful couplets of some beautiful durood inshallah. So qasida burda, yes, qasida burda. Somebody told me to ask Maulana Salim, say Maulana Arafat, just ask Maulana Salim Karim, he must recite some beautiful couplets of qasida burda. I asked the brother, where are you from? He says, I must tell Maulana Salim, he is from Rustenburg. But anyway, okay, I'm just seeing all the listeners here, everyone, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad Sidat, where are you? Sister Farida, where are you? I know I bought all the brother Musa Nana from Brits, where are you? Sister Yasmina Mayat from Polokwane, where are you? Who is this? Okay, this is from, let me see. Wow, Canada, subhanallah. Okay, no name. This one says, Malana, Juma Mubarak to you and to Malana Salim Karim. Okay, this one says, Malana, Asma Khan and family, Chipata, Zambia. So, wow, this evening I'm surprised. Everyone is tuning and listening to the discussion. We're sitting with about 47 messages. All right. Sister Hawa Asman from Middelburg. This one says, Malana, I am listening to Sister Bilkis from Cape Town, listening to the discussion. Now, my beloved beautiful listeners, before I cross over to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, and I know Ustad is going to love this. I know he's going to love it. I can guarantee he's going to love this. And I'm going to play it only for 1 minute. And then we're going to cross over live to my beloved Hazrat Allamatul Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Dhamad Barakatuhum, all the way from Ladysmith. Take a listen to this. SubhanAllah.
میرے آقا علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں جو شخص و شر ایک مرتبہ دور بھیجتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو 10 نیکیاں عطا فرماتا ہے اور اس کے 10 گناہوں کو معاف فرماتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات بلند فرماتا ہے. نیکیاں ملتی ہیں سمجھ میں آیا, گناہ معاف ہوتے ہیں سمجھ میں آیا, درجات status is elevated. How do you understand it? آپ کسی کمپنی میں کام کرتے ہیں, کلرک ہیں, اگر مینیجر بن گئے, ایک پروموشن ملا, کتنے خوش ہو جاتے ہیں. اور اللہ اپنے حبیب پر درود پڑھنے کی وجہ سے ایک نہیں 10 پروموشن عطا فرماتا ہے. تو پڑھیے نا, صلی اللہ
علیہ وسلم. I'm going to stop there. Tomorrow morning, inshallah, I'm going to play this entire clip. I know everybody's going to say, Malana, I want this Ustad of Ustads, Hazrat Allamatul Fadilatul Sheikh, Hazrat Malana Salim Karim Dhamad Barakatuhum, all the way from Ladysmith. You know, one side, Malana is on the bliss of marriage. You know, we have to play our role on the bliss of marriage. And then on the other side is talk your heart out. We have to play a different role. And then on the other side is the discussion. Myself and my beloved Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Malana. And greetings and salam and durood on Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. What a beautiful evening.
Subhanallah.
And mashallah, everybody was waiting to hear about the moon sighting and what the decision, such important days, such important nights. And I think rightfully, Mulana, we need to do justice to this Mubarak month.
Indeed.
Insha'Allahul Aziz, the first of Zilhajj will be on Saturday. And Insha'Allah, Eidul Adha will be on the 12th of August. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and me tawfiq.
Ameen.
Yeah, some beautiful amal, wazifas, du'as that we should be reading.
Subhanallah.
And something that comes to mind, I think every year I try to share this, that whoever on the 9th of Zil Hajj shall recite Surah Fatha, Inna Fatahna Laka Fatham Mubina. Allah Ta'ala will create barakah and Allah will bring about khair and afiyat in the whole year for that individual. So inshallah, there are lots of wazifas that we should be reading. Inshallah, many of us will be keeping roza from the 1st to the 9th, alhamdulillah. So yes, this great excitement, like how in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we wait for the sighting of the moon and everybody goes into top gear. So likewise, we must spend these days and nights in Allah's ibadat, preparation for this great qurbani and great sacrifice. This great sunnat, sunnata abikum Ibrahim. So may Allah make it easy for one and all of us. So yes, Mulana, inshaAllah, the beautiful clip that you were playing on the tarif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fazilat and virtues of sending durood and salam on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ustad, it's 8:30. It's a beautiful evening. And I have to say this live on the airwaves. I have to ask you, where are you at the moment? Are you in Johannesburg or not, Ustad?
I just returned from Lens now, Mulana. That was 20 minutes ago.
So that's why the coal is gone, Ustad.
No, inshallah. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept. We had to do some work, but we had a breakdown on the road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we just reached just now. So yes, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. But we'll try and focus, and inshallah, try our best. Whatever nasihat Allah puts on into our hearts, we will deliver it today.
Inshallah. Ustad, before we begin, of course, with our durood and the virtues of durood and the fadilat of durood and the significance of durood, there is a sister and brother as well. I don't know, they say they do know you, and they say they want to hear from you some beautiful poetry or couplets from Qasida Burda, Ustad, inshallah.
Okay, let us start with the beautiful recitation of the Quran Kareem, inshallah.
Inshallah.
We'll try our best. Whatever Allah puts in my heart, I will try to render it.
Ameen.
And Allah Ta'ala accept, because every word of praise for Nabi Kareem, you know, somebody asked, can you describe beauty? And this person said, yes. You really want to know what is beauty? He took a pen and he said, if you want to know what is beauty, then it is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Absolute grace, mercy, rahmah. You cannot describe the beautiful qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yumkin. It's not possible. Like how you cannot describe the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yumkinu thana'u kama kana haqqu. Ba'das khuza kisai mukhtasarat. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such beautiful words of description about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, inshallah, Mulana, let's read some Quran, I think. And also, Mulana, I'm going to ask you to read a small passage of the Quran too.
Inshallah, Ustad.
So I think the presenter shall read for us first a few verses of the Quran, and then Mulana will read, inshallah, Al-Aziz, and then we will proceed.
Inshallah, Ustad.
This is my request, Mulana.
Ji, Ustad, no problem, inshallah.
I want to hear from you today, inshallah. A few verses, Mulana.
Should I start, Ustad? Should I start? Are you going to start?
I want you to start, Mulana.
Okay, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Amma yatasa'alun. Anin نبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا صدق الله العظيم. Ustad, over to you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, Maulana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a melodious voice.
Ameen, ameen, mantakar
alik, ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just keep reading the Quran and Allah make it such that the day you meet with your Rabb and your Creator, Allah will say, Hazrat Maulana, start reading your Quran and where the last verse ends, inshallah, that's your tikana.
Allah,
that's your
ameen.
Place in Jannat. May Allah, all the huffaz ikiram and all those who are non-huffaz, whatever you have by heart, inshallah, recite it, revise it, and read it daily.
Allahu Akbar, ameen, ameen. Ustad, can I stop you just for a few seconds, Ustad? There's a message just coming in right now, and they request, they say, Maulana, tell Maulana Salim quickly before he's going to recite the Quran, we want to hear him reading Ar-Rahman, or maybe one of your favorite surahs, or your favorite verses in the Quran. This is from Lady Smart, Ustad, anonymous, I don't know who it is. Chi, Ustad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار
الله أكبر
وخلق الجان من معرج من نار
الله أكبر
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ما شاء الله. أحسنت. أحسنت يا أستاذ. سبحان الله. اللهم زيد فزيد. اللهم زيد فزيد. الله تعالى.
Allah, beautiful surah. This is Maulana.
جي أستاذ.
إن شاء الله. We must get our listeners accustomed to read the surah on a daily basis. There's a lot of virtue. A very pious person said something to me. I can't recall it. But when you said Surah Ar-Rahman, it's like the bride of the Quran. Such a beautiful surah. See, Allah is mentioning His beautiful in'amat, bounties upon us. And then Allah phrases the question, which of my bounties will you belie?
Allahu Akbar.
None of it. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us the gift of the Quran. And whenever you read the Quran, you must cry. Where Allah is asking about Jannat, ask Allah for Jannat. Where Allah is talking about Jahannam, ask Allah for protection from the fire of Jahannam. So yes, Maulana, alhamdulillah, beautiful evenings. And maybe we should ask one of our listeners, Maulana, to recite for us tonight.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah.
Whoever wants to read, inshaAllah, three ayats of the Quran or four ayats of the Quran. Let us start with the azmat of the Quran. Let's create this mahal of Quran. So inshallah, the presenters, the reciters, the listeners, all of us, I want to read Quran today. Maybe one of the listeners wants to inshallah call in and recite four or five verses for us, inshallah. We'll give them an opportunity.
Indeed, inshallah. And of course, if any listeners would love to send a voice message, of course you can, on 084-786-3132. As my Ustad said, maybe just two or three lines. Come on, my beloved, beautiful listeners. I see everyone is saying, SubhanAllah, MashaAllah, Maulana Salim Karim, you still sound young. Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Ustaz, let's begin. It's 22 minutes to 9, inshallah. Maybe a few words of durood from your side. I know many, many questions are coming in about Dhul-Hijjah. What is Dhul-Hijjah? When is Dhul-Hijjah starting? What should we do on the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? What durood should we read? Jee, Ustaz.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيم الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب صدق الله مولانا العظيم
سبحان الله
One of the most beautiful durood I still remember I was sitting in front of the Kaaba 3-4 years ago. And an elderly man came and said to me that I want to give you a durood and salam that you should recite upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was like a God sent, Allah sent blessing and rahmah. And I said, Jazakumullahu khaira. And he gave me a book. And that book had this beautiful durood that whoever shall recite this durood one time is as if he has recited 10,000 durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Well, now, where do we have time? We can't even make one tasbih full time durood Ibrahim on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But see how Rahim and Kareem is Allah Rabbul Alameen. And just imagine for a moment the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, that you recite this durood once and Allah is granting you the thawab of 10,000 duroods.
Allahu Akbar.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد السابق للخلق نوره والرحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سعد منهم ومن شقي صلاة تستغرق العد وتحيط الحق وتحيط بالحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك والحمد لله على ذلك. That's the beautiful درود. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد السابق للخلق نور والرحمة للعالمين ظهور عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سعيد منهم ومن شقي صلاة تستغرق العد وتحيط بالحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء صلاة دائمة بدوامه وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك والحمد لله على ذلك. This is the beautiful durood that whoever shall recite it once, you heard it, Alhamdulillah, Allah will give you the ajr also as if you have recited 10,000 duroods right away on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. وَهُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرُجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ حَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ مَوْلَايَ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمْ وَهُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرُجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ حَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ مَوْلَايَ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على نبي الرحمة وارحمنا ببركته اللهم صل على نبي الرحمة وارحمنا ببركته. And Mulana, as you beautifully recite every morning, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a great alim translated, ke pyar kare Allah aapko, pyar kare Allah aapko aur salamat rakhe Allah aapko. May Allah love you intensely aur salamat rakhe Allah aapko, and Allah always keep you protected. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pyar kare Allah aapko aur salamat rakhe Allah aapko.
Subhanallah.
So yes, Mulana, there's such beautiful durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu. Whenever you are grieved, whenever you are depressed, whenever you are sad, whenever you need Allah's nusrat, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim. Make some zikr to Allah. Ey zalim, the shayr says, ey zalim, abhi hai fursat tawbah ki. O transgressors, you still have an opportunity to repent. Abhi hai fursat tawbah, der na kar. Don't procrastinate. You made a guna and sin. Ask Allah for immediate forgiveness. Woh bhi gira nahi, jo gira phir sambhal gaya. You can't consider that person as a total loss. Like if a person trips and is about to fall and he puts himself right, phir sambhal gaya. You won't say that this person has fallen. The point here is, سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. This is it. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Hasten towards your Lord's forgiveness. Allah Pak, tonight, Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, beautiful moments, Allah is waiting for you and me to make tawbah. Allah is waiting for you and me to make a request. The angels are waiting to say Ameen to the du'as that we are going to make.
Subhanallah.
To a zalim, Abhi hai fursat tauba, der na kar. Whether you and I are going to wake up tomorrow morning at Fajr time, or we are going to be sleeping in our qabr by Fajr time, that only Allah knows. Wagira abnahi. That person hasn't fallen yet. Jo gira phir sambal gaya. He has slipped. Yes, we all slip, Mulana. We all make mistakes. We all make gunas. None of us are farishta. None of us are innocent. We make mistakes.
Peshak.
So, farmaya wo gira nahi. That person hasn't fallen as yet. Who just slipped. And then he composed himself again. And he's back on track. So, when you make a guna and a mistake, immediately back it up with tawbah. And the beautiful dua of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. This dua is supposed to be on your tongue and my tongue. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لي للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Make dua for the ummah today. اللهم اغفر لي. Oh Allah, forgive me. للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Oh Allah, forgive believing men and believing women. You and I have difficulties, we all got needs. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Mango. We're not asking Allah. We're too proud. We neglectful. Allah se mangti nahi. So let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak night. Whatever durood and salam that we have recited, Allah through the wasila of it, Rabbul Alameen, Allahumma aghfir ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just thought maybe with this beautiful words of durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the ummah. Allah Ta'ala grant all those who are sick shifai kamila. Allah, those who are in debt, Allah make it easy for them. Allah, those who are pareshan, Allah take away their grief and sorrow and grant them sukoon. Allah, those who are sick, grant them shifai kamila. And Allah, those who have passed on, Allah grant them maghfirat, fill their qabr with noor. Allah broaden the qabr. Allah, fill it with noor and maghfirat. Allah, accept our humble du'as with the barakat of this Mubarak night. Ameen.
Ameen, 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 thumma, ameen, thumma, 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 ameen. Ustad, we're sitting with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 questions on our topic this evening, and that is the spirit of Qurbani as a family unit. I've got as well the sisters from Australia. I've got as well a few rivets asking about Qurbani. Can women make Qurbani? Somebody saying, yeah, Ustad, how did Qurbani come about? What are its virtues? So Ustad, let's start. Let's start on the spirit. I mean, you touch on the spirit of Qurbani as a family unit. Regarding Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala Allahu Ta'ala, Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Two beautiful ayats. The whole essence of Qurbani is your whole life. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Without seeking, without struggle, you won't achieve anything. And remember, the broader picture, the more closer you are going to be to Allah, the more beloved you are going to be to Allah, the more you are going to be tested. Not as a punishment. Maulana, the person that is next to the president, his PA or his advisors, the rules are different for them than an ordinary person. The strictness, the discipline, the law and order and protocol is completely different. A question was asked to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, who suffered the most in this world? The answer came, it was me. The test and trial that I went through, I was tested the most by Allah. Summa al-amsal. Then those who came after me, my sahaba. Summa al-amsal. And those who came after the sahaba. Summa al-amsal. And those who came after them. So the greatest test was on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. The point here is that when we want to talk about Qurbani, okay, we need to understand this basic principle. That whatever form of ibadat that you do, what form of sacrifice that you make, lillah, only and solely for Allah.
Bishak.
Solely for Allah, nobody else. Wa mahyaya, and my living in this world, wa mamati, and my passing away, lillahi rabbil alamin. So once you have understood this, that whatever I do in this world, it must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to the beautiful, the question of qurbani and sacrifice, even the sahaba kiram ask, what is qurbani, ya Rasulullah? What is it in there for us? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sunnata abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. So alhamdulillah, qurbani goes back to the two sons of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, the rules of qurbani were different according to the different era and the different Nabis of Allah that came. There was a different set of rules, but the spirit of qurbani was there. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when he came to fasting, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum. Fasting is not something new to you. Fasting was prescribed to previous ummahs before you. So the spirit of qurbani was definitely starting from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had two sons, Habil and Qabil. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, as a father, said, Beta, both of you need to give some charity in the path of Allah. So Qabil gave what was not worth eating or giving. He said, well, I'm giving this in the path of Allah. Like some of us do it, Mulana. We want to empty our wardrobes and closets and give our old clothes away. What is not fit for us to wear, we want to give that to the poor and to the orphans. And what did Allah say to you and me? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِكُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot attain goodness until you give the best of best. So when you give your charity, give the best of best. Mulana, let's challenge ourselves. I have the most beautiful leather jacket, for example, I'm saying, Mulana. And somebody comes and asks me, Mulana, the leather jacket you're wearing, can you give it to me? What do you think will my answer be, Mulana? What will your answer be? Let's ask ourselves. But the real test is, yes, somebody who needs it. I also need it. And this was the maqam of Sahaba. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They were in dire straits, but they always gave preference to others. Never mind, you take it and use it. Allah Ta'ala give you barakah. The point what I'm saying, that when you give in the path of Allah, it must be the best of best. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, select the best qurbani. Become close to your qurbani. Love it. Take care of it. Feed it. Be attached to it. So on the day of qurbani, you are in tears. As much as that animal is in tears, it submits. You see some of the animals, they just put their head down ready to give their Allah life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So this is why, if you and I want to really understand what qurbani is, it's about sacrifice. For the pleasure of Allah, sometimes we have to sacrifice our wives. We have to sacrifice our children. We have to sacrifice our wealth. We have to sacrifice our time. So coming back to the question, how did qurbani start off? So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said to his two sons, one was rebellious, one was very pious.
Ustad, can we stop there? It's exactly a minute after nine. Can we stop there, inshallah?
Yeah, I will take the azan, inshallah, yes, and we come back.
Yes. Let's take the azan. Ustad, we've got a lot of questions coming in, and as Ustad is just starting point by point, and I love it. I love it how Ustad say, let's start and touch how did qurbani come about. There's a youngster, Ustad, who's listening to you, and he says, Molana Salim, my name is Ridwan. I'm 11 years old. Isn't it hard so to see an animal being slaughtered and all other animals are witnessing and they know they're gonna die? So how can we be happy on Bakri Eid Day? This is little Ridwan, 11 years old. But anyway, Ustad, we're gonna come back immediately, inshallah, after the Fajr Azan. So listeners out there, don't go away. Let's tune in and listen attentively to Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim.